You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, greetings, friends. We are back again, and we're going to start a new series. I'm calling this Five Disgusting Things About Muhammad and Islam. Now, we did a series of 32 shows last fall. It ran from October 30th through December 12th. We called it The Five Lies of Islam, and you can look that up. But there's a lot of things that most people do not know about Islam and the deceptions of Islam. And, you know, recently with all of these college protests and basically stupid privileged kids out there protesting at the universities and trying to shut it down, stop commencements, setting up camp and doing their protests. These kids are so stupid, it's ridiculous. You know, especially the women. Women out there, you know, Women for Palestine, they have no clue about how Islam would treat them. They need to spend one day in Palestine or in Iran or somewhere and experience what women are experiencing, getting beat and sexually molested for letting a lock of your hair show that slips out from underneath your burqa, your husband being able to just beat you, your property like a dog that is abused, mutilated, you know, circumcising the women. Look that up sometime. Women's circumcision in Islam and how they mutilate you and destroy your reproductive organs. And the idiots like the LBGQ plus alphabet soup, you know, carrying the signs for Palestine, you don't even understand what they would do to you. If you're queer and you're in Palestine, Gaza City or where, anywhere over there, they're going to take you on the top of a building and throw you off the building and murder you. And you're out here on the universities protesting for what these mass murderers have done? Really? Get real. They will murder you. What are you out there supporting something like that for? You privileged little monster brats. You have no clue. But let's get back to this. The five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam, specifically Muhammad. There are different facts, all kinds of facts about Muhammad, but most people don't know these facts. Most people don't have a clue. They don't know how incredibly evil he was. Facts about how many slaves he had. But right now, you're going to learn five disgusting facts about Muhammad. In fact, four out of five, most people, even Muslims, do not know about these. So if you tell these five facts to your Muslim friends or Muslim neighbors, chances are at least four of them, they won't even know because the imams don't tell other Muslims. They don't teach them how disgusting this guy really was. So we're tune in tomorrow and you'll get the facts. We'll be glad to share them with you and prepare to be disgusted. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.